Od piątku można już słuchać debiutanckiej płyty grupy Prima Queen, The Price, a ze mną na łączach internetowych duet, czyli Louis McPhail i Christine McFadden. Hello and thank you for joining to this interview.
Hello, thanks for having us.
So, first of all, how do you feel about the album launch?
It's very exciting. We've been waiting for a very long time and we're so happy to have it out in the world.
Before we get into the freshest release, let's take a moment to look back at the beginnings. How did the Prima Queen group form?
Well, it's all started when so I'm American and I came to London for to study for 6 months, and on the first day of the course, I met Louise and we became instant best friends. And little did I know, Louise was looking for a bandmate.
And a best friend.
And I was too. So yeah, we just got along so well. And ever since then, we've been playing music together.
And it was this the beginning of a musical adventure for you, or did already have experience in this scene?
We were both doing our own thing, like we were writing songs separately and kind of playing as solo artists, but it was our first time for both of us being in a band. So yeah, it was a new adventure.
Yeah.
So did you feel any stress relating to the first polishing up, example, first songs, etc.?
It's definitely something new for us when we were first releasing songs. We didn't really know what we were doing completely. But that seems like so long ago now. It's kind of hard to remember what it was like.
The songs are your creation. So I have to ask, who plays a big part in writing the melodies and who plays a big part in the lyrics? Or is it 50-50?
It's 50-50. It just changes song by song, but we both do everything. You can't really tell who did what.
Yeah, and we try not to like tell people who's done what. Like you can't. It's too intricate to even pick out like who's doing what. It's all so related. So yeah, it's both of us all the time.
Keep the mystery alive.
I saw that 3 years ago, Wet Leg won over listeners with their Zibat album. The same happened a year ago with the first album of The Last Dinner Party. And this year, you did a very... And this year will be your part with the prize. Could this mean that the UK's young music scene is going to become increasingly female led?
Yeah,
I feel like it is. It's hard because our sort of community mainly is female non-binary musicians. We don't really ever play with men that often. It was a long time before we'd ever did a tour with a male band, like we'd only toured with women.
And there's so many. I think it's like a global thing as well. I mean, you see all these artists that are absolutely killing it at the moment are, you know, even look at who won all the Grammys this year, you know, Doechii, Beyoncé.
We Chapel got Run.
Chapel Run. Yeah. Yeah, we love it. We love to see it.
We love the girlies.
You made your debut with the EP, Not the Baby. Did you make the decision to make first long play immediately after its release?
Yeah. We really wanted, that was the next step.
Yeah, we've been planning it for a long time. It's just hard to get the timing of it.
Yeah.
I remember we thought when we were recording the EP, should we make it an album? But we didn't think we were ready yet. But now we're ready.
We're more than ready.
Okay, so let's now move on to album, which was released on 25th April, The Price. I'll start with cover and more specifically with the peaches we find on them. And I think, why peaches?
Have you heard our song, The Prize?
Yeah.
You know, I guess you're a diamond, you're a dream, you're a peach.
Yeah, so it's a reference to that song saying that you're a peach, meaning that, you know,
you're just lovely.
Lovely, gorgeous, wonderful, the best.
Yeah.
And we thought that was a really good symbol to represent the album, because it's all about, you know, love for yourself and love for your friends. And yeah.
The album is also a love letter to the radical power of friendship. And how much strength can we experience on the album?
It's a lot of strength.
There's vulnerability, but then I think through that comes a lot of strength.
Mm, definitely in the more recent songs, more strength.
Yes, definitely.
Christine describes the album as one that screams empowerment and strength. And how strongly does this album scream?
There's moments of screaming, but then there's also moments of whispering and quietness. And I think sometimes quietness is screaming as well, internally. But I think that you'll hear it in songs like The Prize and Oats and Ugly and Fool. I don't know.
In Sunshine Song.
Yeah, there's these moments of empowerment through pain, which I think is kind of what the album represents.
Sports references can be found in the music videos for the songs that heralded this album. The Prize, Oats, that you say. How much do you love using sports values, for example, for music videos?
Well, we felt, because we've been talking about how strength is like a big theme on the record, we wanted to reflect that in the visuals, and we wanted it to feel fun and exciting, and like it felt like the sports sort of matched the themes in the songs. So yeah, that's why we did it.
Okay, and let's talk about works on the album. What did it look like on the technical side?
Well, we went to a studio in Oxfordshire and in the countryside of England, and we got to stay there for a whole week, which was so, it's called Angelic Studios, so it was very angelic.
It was.
yeah, and we recorded a lot of the guitars, bass, drums, vocals there, and we just got to really relax and be totally immersed in the record, which was just such a great experience.
The producer of the album was Steph Marziano, who has worked with, among others, Hayley Williams. What did she bring to this release?
She brought so much to it, and we loved working with her. I think a big thing was that she really took the time to get to know us before, like how we work as a band, and like understood our vision. And just really like handled it with such love and care, didn't she?
Yeah, and she's just so amazing to see her in the studio working and
coming to our house.
Yeah, coming up with ideas and yeah, just being able to see our vision in a really pure way and seeing it even in a what we want even before we can see it. You know, if that makes sense. So really, yeah, take all our ideas and put them down is really cool to watch.
And it was so safe in there, like a really safe space to explore it, and very playful. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have asked for anything more. And she's become a really good friend of ours, and we're writing with her. And yeah, it's such a nice relationship we've got.
Yeah.
One of the tracks was titled Meryl Streep. And what is it about? Why did the prominent actress deserve a piece in this album?
Well, first off, we love her. Second off, it was a song inspired by taking a really long overnight plane journey and watching a Meryl Streep movie and feeling really, really sad. And the reason we named it Meryl Streep is it's a metaphor for distraction in heartbreak. So, and she's also another symbol of power, some good feminine power. So, yeah, that's why.
Now I focus on two tracks that I can count among my favorites, Spaceship and Sunshine Song, diverse and at the same time gripping rhythm. Let's try to explain the genesis of these tracks.
So Sunshine Song came from being in like not in a very happy place and then trying to find comfort in sort of simple pleasures like going on a walk in the morning or like going swimming and then kind of using it as a mantra to feel okay. Like, oh, I don't feel very good today, but this is my sunshine song. This is my sunshine song. And then like at the bit in the middle where it has all those crazy key changes, it's sort of like meant to reflect everything going on wrong around you. But you're like, it's my sunshine song.
You're holding on.
I've got my sunshine song. And then it passes and then you're fine again.
Okay. And your favorite song from the debut long play that was not released as a single?
Maybe Spaceship.
Yeah.
More Credit.
Yeah, I'd say More Credit, maybe.
I think I like that one because I feel like a song is often really special because it says exactly what you're feeling. And I remember when we wrote that, it felt like it really articulated a difficult feeling that had been hard to express for a long time. Yeah. And then it felt like writing the song gave the situation closure. And then, yeah. So it's almost like a process of processing something.
Let's focus on the tour you are embarking on after the release of your debut. And let's start with the atmosphere. What are your concerts like?
They're very fun. We are kind of silly kind of gals. So it's always
silly.
It's just always a bit silly. And I don't know, we really make it intentional to try to make our show fun and high energy, even if there are moments of quiet. We just want people to feel really good when they're there, because those are the shows that we like. So that's what we hope people go away with.
Mm.
Okay, so what can the audience expect when they watch you in a live release?
They can expect to be taken on a journey. They'll hopefully they will laugh, they will cry.
They will sing, they will dance.
Yeah. We want to have a lot of audience participation, I think, in this tour.
Yeah.
We were just rehearsing for it today and it was really fun.
Yeah, we love playing live and we love meeting fans and introducing fans to our music. So it's that's like the best bit for us to meet people and really have those connections. And we're always at the merch table, so we get to meet everybody who wants to come say hi, and it's always really fun.
Okay, and final question, because we are close to the end of this conversation. What will be the most important reward for you after the release of the prize?
I think playing them live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like when we were writing the songs and recording them, just like imagining how they would feel to be when we play them live, when people have heard them.
Yes.
I think that will be...
Yeah, people singing along and like actually knowing some songs that have felt like secrets for a few years now. And finally, people knowing them will be such a nice reward.
Okay, and that's all. Thank you for joining to this interview. And I wish you good luck during the tour. Gośćmi audycji Uwierz w muzykę były Louis MacPhail i Christy McFadden, członkinie grupy Prima Queen, która w miniony piątek, 25 kwietnia, wydała debiutancki album długogrający The Prize. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll come to Poland sometime.